Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
Yeah, you are. You're listening to Get Cereal in the morning. You're with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. Caleb is joining us pretty soon. He's just running around, pumped up on the cold and flu medication.
Looks really like it's just you and I, Tal, for some family time.
Very
for some getting to get to know each other.
I know.
Now, what we've got on, we've got an amazing shopping list to talk about in a second.
Yeah, we do.
And
it's a big list for the show as well.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of interviews coming up after 8 o'clock. Two interviews.
We're
so lucky. So we've got Bardosa and Courtney Meacham both coming for interviews to tell us about what they've been up to lately.
Yeah, and our producer will be talking about Bachelorette, I'm pretty sure.
She is the expert on all that kind of stuff.
And we're discovering who is the stooge of the week this week. It's probably the most important segment. I don't know about you guys. But
it's how we call people out on the national stage.
Exactly.
And let them know what's going on. If you do want to keep up with what's going on in the studio, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, or Get Cereal. So our producer Julia is constantly memeing the whole day. She doesn't stop. She's the best in the game at it.
Yeah.
So do check into those.
The real memester. But we're going to go into a song. This song is called Wave to Anchor by 100 Waters. Listening to Get Cereal, Sin 9.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. Wave to Anchor by 100 Waters there from our Sweet 16 playlist. We've got 16 awesome, well, it says the name, I guess, super sweet songs on the Sin website, sin.org.au. There's a Spotify playlist. You can check that out.
Very, very carefully picked and curated.
Absolutely.
By our crack team of song experts, I suppose you would call them.
They know what they're doing because they spend like thousands of hours every single...
Just trawling through all the
songs.
New music. Put it on the CD players, press and play.
Yeah, and what a life to be, honestly.
Man, so I'll tell you what, Stefan. The other day, I was walking down the street, as you do, and I actually can't even remember where I picked it up. Might have been, I think it was in the Queen Vic Market. It was just sitting on the ground or on a table or something. And it was a shopping list. And it's one of those things
And you're like,
that,
oh, good, I need some stuff.
Yeah, and I thought, why make the decision myself?
Exactly.
I'll let somebody else make the decisions for me. But it's one of the, I saw it and I just thought, you know, maybe in 100 years when, you know, the world's gone nuts and we're not here anymore, this is one of those relics that perhaps people in the future will decipher as an artifact of our time and to see what we're up to at this time in our life. So I thought, why not analyze it now? Pick it apart a little bit because there was a couple of things on here that interested me and made me take notice of it. So, and also, interestingly enough, it's written on the back of a postal vote envelope. So obviously being hanging around the house. So up the top of the list, it says dips. All right, that's fine.
I love dips.
But then goes on to specify all. So all the dips, green dips, red dips, etc. So whoever this is, they love dips. They love dips.
You know what? I've seen. Have you seen this ad for a certain supermarket, which they basically see? It has someone walk into. I guess it was the soup aisle or the sauce aisle, and there was like 50 different variations, and the guy just overwhelmed and just basically cracked it. And I feel like, hang on a second, so they want all plus green and red. What does that mean? And et cetera.
I don't know.
So how do you
like,
get all
well,
plus
they
green
started
plus
with
red
all,
plus et
and then they went to green and red. It's almost like an afterthought, but I think maybe they have to get all of them, but maybe they double up on the green and red.
I want tasty dip. I don't know about green and red dip or et cetera dip.
Out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, it goes on. The next item on the list is breakfast tea. Nice and standard. And then the next one is the one that really made me take notice of it the first time. It says, no dog things.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what kind of reminder this is to the person. I know maybe this person is a compulsive dog paraphernalia buyer. So they go out and they come home and they've got an armful of collars and bones and throwing, you know, those throwing ones that you throw the ball in.
Yep.
Maybe that's their thing. Like maybe that's how they get their kicks, just going out and buying dog things. They have to remind themselves, no dog things today. None today.
Maybe they're sending their child in to get it, and maybe that child really, really loves their dog and gets everything you just described.
Could do. But, yeah, very interesting. I've never had to tell myself no on a shopping list. Because
it's supposed to guide you, not restrict you.
If I, it'd be interesting. It'd take a long time to do the shopping list if you wrote down everything you didn't need, and you just left gaps for the things that you did need.
They could get all the dog things if they maybe like just you know, went a bit light on the dips, you know. You know, if you just get rid of, you know, literally all the dips.
If you don't have three baskets full of hummus.
It's yeah, just have three baskets full of hummus and you can get as many dog things as you like.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's a... I mean, I enjoyed finding that list. So if anybody wants to reclaim that list, please let me know and I'll get it back to you because I hope you did get your sweet potatoes, onions, brown and red variety, garlic, carrots, olive bread, fruit bread, sliced bread. So I'm hope you got all those things on your merry way when you were shopping.
And we're glad that you hopefully voted in the plebiscite postal survey.
Yes.
And recycled the paper. That's very nice of you. Now, Tal, I believe we got a bit of a language warning on this song.
We do. This is a song called Wipe That Shit-Eating Grin Off Your Punchable Face. It's by the Smith Street Band. And it's about a very particular politician who perhaps had a shit-eating grin wiped off his face, which is not something that we condone, but something that happened over the weekend. So here it is. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan.
I'll sink slowly.
Ooh, some nice little tin whistle there. Woo-hoo! You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. Caleb's in the studio with us now.
Thanks for waiting for me, boys.
Oh, mate.
You haven't done any shows, any of the show before I got in, I assume?
No, we've just started now. No, cool. Just started now. It's good.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to celebrate your presence by, first of all, wishing you Family and Community Day for Australian Capital Territory listeners only. But most importantly, Caleb, I know how much you're interested in Mozambique, so I just want to celebrate you.
Yes.
25th September, Revolution Day, Mozambique.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Congratulations, mate.
It's a very special day for the people of Mozambique. For those of you who don't know, they celebrate their armed revolution, which started against the colonisation.
This was in
1964.
Yes,
off the top of my head.
This was the beginning of the armed struggle against the Portuguese colonisation in 1964.
But obviously, you already know all that.
I'm all across that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So congrats to Mozambique and especially Caleb, who's very invested in this.
Well, is it a public holiday yet for Australians?
Not yet, but it should. I think we're going to have to start. We're going to start our own revolution.
Absolutely.
And make Portuguese.
Do we need to put disclaimers on this, or can we just say that? That's fine, isn't it?
No,
that's fine. But
workers of the revolution, rise up! Zach called to arms.
You heard it here first. But yeah, like public holidays in Australia, we've got one coming up this
Friday.
Friday
do. Which I kind of forget that it happens every year. Grand final.
Well, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
Last few years. Yeah.
What do you guys reckon? So you guys are massive AFL fans. Has the grand final been great for footy?
The grand final itself has been great for footy.
I
suppose the grand final is pretty good. We find out who wins at the end of the season.
Final, yeah. But the public holiday
great,
itself.
Would it be great if they spent like 30 weeks playing football? It's like, everyone's a winner.
Everyone gets a medal.
Yeah, the little ribbons.
Public holiday for me, it doesn't do too much for me. Like, because it's on a Saturday, it doesn't mean a whole lot. But I suppose I'm with a lot of other Australians in saying that we need more and more public holidays. The more, the merrier.
I'm down for that. I'm just happy with it. It's totally fine by me.
I'm just like, if the ACT gets Family and Community Day today, I mean, all the politicians there are not doing anything anyway, so how come we can't have that public holiday?
Gee, shots fired.
I know. I feel like we could have a national holiday for the King's birthday weekend.
We've got the Queen's birthday weekend.
Why can't the King have a weekend to himself?
And well, the funny thing is, it's the Queen's birthday holiday in Western Australia just today. Just for Western Australia.
The same Queen?
Yes, the same Queen. We've got lots. She's got so many birthdays.
She's got a couple of birthdays.
I always find it interesting explaining to people who aren't from Australia how we celebrate the Queen's birthday. Because it is weird.
Yeah.
It just changes every year. Well, no, it's the same every year. But it doesn't matter when
weekend,
her birthday is. Yeah.
Well, different states have different birthdays, and she's got multiple. She's like Jesus, guys. She's got so many days to celebrate.
Birthdays.
Celebrate her birth and her death. But anyway, we're going to go into another song, you guys. So we got this song called it's Dour Nights. How do you say Dour Nights?
Dour Nights. Yeah, by Will-Aris K.
Will-Aris K. And then we got some Foo Fighters coming up. Sky is the Neighborhood. You're on. Get Serial Sin 9.7 with Tal, Caleb, and Stefan. It's good to have you back, Caleb. You're on Sin 9.7, Get Serial with Tal, Caleb, and Stefan. You just heard Skies and Neighborhood by Foo Fighters off their new album, Concrete and Gold. It's a ripper. Go get it, guys. And before that was Dour Nights by Will-Aris K from our Sweet 16 playlist.
Very sweet. Now, last week...
So 16.
Very 16. last week we had a nice challenge from the Friday crew.
Yeah, and we gave some back to them, and they completed those with grace.
Yes, but if anyone remembers from last week, we depicted or we analysed a nursery rhyme.
Took apart a nursery rhyme, which was riveting.
Oh, it's
riveting stuff.
Some of the best work we've ever done.
I think
radio.
So. Yeah, and it wasn't even our idea. So speaks to the kind of stuff that we put out. But we've got another challenge from the guys on Friday, but it's probably only applicable to one person. So we thought we'd figure out one person. So we thought we'd have what is always considered the best way to settle these kind of things.
Yeah,
with a stereo competition. On radio.
See, we didn't want to do rock, paper, scissors. We thought rock, paper, scissors is tried and tested.
Bit of a time.
And it just doesn't do well on radio, but a staring competition, fantastic stuff for radio.
Yeah. Perfect for an audio medium like this one.
It is.
Exactly.
So, Stefan, do you want to commentate Tal and I staring?
Oh, I am well into commentate mode, gentlemen. Like, you think that the AFL Grand Final is going to be big, not even NRL Final. That's going to be so small compared to this. This is going to be the biggest spectacle since Tony Abbott got... Oh, let's not get too political here, boys. All right, let's start this staring contest. You boys ready?
I see your eyelids.
Just resting my eyes.
I see you resting your eyelids, mate. My eyes.
All right, that is the warm-up. Here's the real thing. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, we're staring.
Oh, I might have... open them too much. It's like,
oh, you've gone way too hard.
Oh, I can feel.
Oh, so much eyes, slake. Boys.
Oh no, I'm slipping. Oh, staring me.
My eyes are so watery.
I can see you welling up. I know this is emotional for. Oh, this is not the. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm
Like, oh. Caleb is the winner. Caleb is the winner, chicken grinner, and he'll be up against me later on to discover who will. Be punished for losing the most important contest of the 21st century.
I don't think, to be honest, I don't think I can wait. I reckon we just do it now. Let's go.
Do it now.
Quick, right. Straight into the championship
Stefan
round.
Stefan versus Tal.
Caleb.
Oh, the commentator. You're going to be the commentator.
Oh, no, you did win. Sorry, no, so I should do it, shouldn't I?
So Tal versus Stefan.
Sorry.
The loser has to cop the punishment.
All right, let's go.
Ready, set, go. Stefan with the eyebrow raise. Tal with the bigger eyebrow raise. You're showing a lot of the iris.
It's all about getting your eyebrows as high as possible.
Ooh, Stefan goes for a more casual look. Oh,
he's freak.
He's giving him the eyebrow raises. He's trying to freak him out.
I'm always told that my eyebrows are the best.
Tal getting close.
I'm bringing it back.
There's a lot of tears coming.
It's okay though, because that's lubricating my eyes. It's making it feel soft and okay. But now I can't. I actually can't see anymore.
Tal has blinked.
I was actually getting distracted by your pain, to be honest. Yeah, that almost worked. But all right, so you know we might reveal what the actual punishment is later on. So you guys tune in for when Tal's gonna have some pain coming his way.
Yeah, isn't it the loser has to get their feet massaged the entire show? Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, man, of course. Like, okay, I haven't read the memo, but I believe what you're saying. All right, so we've got another song. We've got Cocoa Butter Kisses, with By Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, a bit of a language warning on this one.
Yeah, of course, language warning.
It is Chance, so you kind of want to let him get away with it, but we're going to say it anyway, Chance. There's a little language warning on this one, and you remember that.
You're on
when
sin,
we put this song on.
You're on Sin 9.7, gets you of Tal, Caleb, and Stefan. Nikki Webster with Strawberry Kisses, a bit of a throwback there. Oh, wait. No, I think something a bit more, a little... less vanilla was Cocoa Butter Kisses. Oh, actually, it should be more vanilla if it's Cocoa Butter Kisses. By Chance the Rapper there. You're on Get Serial Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan, and our producer, Julia, is here. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Looking very dabulous.
Dabulous. Oh, please don't. That just gives me bad vibes.
Now, Julia, so you've been watching The Bachelorette, I take it?
I have been watching The Bachelorette.
Thoughts on Sophie Monk?
Not Bachelorette, yeah.
I never thought I'd say this, but I feel like I can relate more to the celebrity version of The Bachelor / Bachelorette more than any of the past suitors.
Do you know why
that
is? It's not because she's a bogan, is it? She's a bogan, is she?
Yeah,
or?
She's a bit more down to earth.
Yeah, she's a bit more down to earth.
She's hilarious, too.
Yeah.
I find her commentary probably the funniest part of the whole thing.
It
flashes back to her and, she's just like she's taking the piss the whole time.
Totally. I mean, don't even have to just go to Twitter for the commentary. I mean, she is the commentary.
Yeah,
she is phenomenal.
She is the Greek chorus of The Bachelorette.
Yeah. I've had a couple of standout people so far because we're two episodes in. But there are some people that I'm just like, get rid of them. But you know they're contractually obligated to be there for a few more weeks to deliver the one-liners and be the villain or whatever you want to paint them as.
All right, so who are some of the villains?
Well, there's Blake.
Yeah.
That
arrogant Blake.
Yep. Is he, so, I mean, for me, because I haven't seen any of it, is Blake kind of a bit of a bruh?
Let's paint you a picture.
Paint me a picture of Blake.
So we're introduced to Blake with a bit of B-roll footage. He's doing some chin-ups at the beach. He's taking some shirtless selfies.
Yep.
He's sealing the deal on the phone with all his entrepreneur businesses.
Oh, so he's a bit of a yuppie, bit of a high flyer, a bit of a hotshot.
But he makes some money. He makes
money. I feel like I relate to him a lot.
He was saying something about how genetically he was blessed with his parents' genes and he wants to pass that on to his own children and he's looking for someone that's genetically beautiful as well as himself.
Just a bit much.
So, he comes off as a little bit arrogant.
Righto.
Just a tad. Fine. Yep. I'd put Ryan up there as well.
Oh, he was interesting.
Yeah. He, as soon as Sophie met all the bachelors on the red carpet, she goes in to greet them all as one group.
Yes.
He comes up to her, doesn't even get a word out. She can't even say, hey guys, thanks so much for coming. He's like, can I just deal you for a sec? And all the guys are like, what, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just not a fan of Ryan. So I'm going to lump him in that same category.
So he's kind of just overstepping the line a little bit.
Overstepping the mark.
Have they gone on the dates yet?
She's gone on one single date, I believe. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Not great.
Not great.
They went to the AFL ground.
Simmons Stadium, was it?
Spotless Stadium.
Really, they went to Spotless Stadium.
It's probably the biggest crowd they've
biggest
had there.
Biggest crowd.
All year.
All the camera crew.
The camera and the crew. They were working overtime at the food vendor stands.
Poor old Jared, I think it was.
Jared.
He came on a bit too strong. I mean, he seemed lovely, very genuine.
Yeah.
Something's got to be wrong with
you. Sorry, Hanway, just go back to Spotless Stadium for a second. What were they doing at a football stadium on a date other than watching the football?
That's real Australia right there, actually. I guess you're right, Julie. This is way more relatable. I'm already relating to this a lot more.
Climbed up the light tower and then they went on a wire walk kind of.
Yeah.
So up, suspended from a very high place and they got maybe 20 metres across the wire before they had to turn back.
Yeah.
It was all a bit too much for Sophie.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no. Okay. I'll mark that down as date ideas. Takes on a Spotless Stadium and walk on a wire.
Yeah, we're going to go into another song now, and thank you, Julia, for letting us know about what I'm calling the Bogan Bachelorette, which I have dreamed for decades. For absolute decades. You know,
Stefan has so many bullets in the gun today. There is one for every person that we talk about this morning.
Honestly,
he's so ready to let fire.
I'm sick of the little horsey dates. It's about time they went to the footy. So thank you, Sophie. Mm. I guess I'll have to watch The Bachelorette.
They need to get you on there, Stefan, as a writer, to write up all the dates.
Yeah. I'd be the best. All right, we've got Helen in the Woods. No, that's not a good date idea. By Taurus, and then after that, we've got Truth Hurts by Lizzo. You're on Sin 9.7, Get Serial with Taylor, Caleb and Stefan.
That one right there is Truth Hurts by Lizzo. And at the top, we had Helen in the Woods and their song Torres. You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. And boys, what we're talking about is Stooges of the Week.
Yeah, there's a lot of Stooges. We got four big Stooges today. And Caleb, you're going to start us off. Who's the Stooge in your life?
The first candidate for Stooge of the Week is my landlord. We've spoken about him on the show.
Minor celebrity on Sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing he doesn't have any power over you or anything.
No, thank God. If he's listening, can you please reinstall our internet to the side of our house?
Tell us what he did, mate.
For some reason, we came home from university on Wednesday to no Wi-Fi in the house, and I found our NBN box in the bin.
What?
So, yeah, they're doing a bit of painting on the house.
Not where it belongs.
Not where it belongs.
I'll just put it out there.
And I couldn't find any of the cables attached, so I was a bit confused. But I asked him, and I said, why is our NBN box in the bin? And he said, it's an old one. And I kind of paused for a second. I reckon the NBN's only been around for a couple of years.
It definitely isn't progressing that quickly.
It's not progressing very quick. So.
And I don't even have it, man. So you're lucky, man. You got it.
Got it, but it lost it very quickly. He cut it off and he said, you know, I'll get it. I'll pay for the expenses and blah, blah, blah. But 2 weeks I'm going to be without internet.
2 weeks.
Now. 2 weeks.
That deserves a little bit of revenge.
Yeah.
What are some ways that we could get back at?
Well, he doesn't have the internet. So maybe if I wanted to rip his NBN box, I'd have to install the internet.
So
first
maybe
at his house.
We install the internet at his house, introduce him to the memes.
Let him have a taste.
Introduce him to like YouTube, yeah. Introduce him to online shopping,
mm-hmm.
And then take it away from him. Rip it away from him cruelly.
Nice.
Maybe that's the way.
What else could I do, Stefan? Should I throw a party?
Yeah, dude, throw a party and write on a massive poster, no stooges allowed. And he definitely won't be showing his faces anytime
no,
soon.
I think you're going to have to make it even more explicit because I feel like he would just totally ignore that.
Oh, for sure.
He'd come straight in.
Like, oh, yeah.
I never thought
maybe,
about that.
Maybe set up some big speakers and play some cat wailing noises outside of his window.
Okay.
All day. Oh, okay. Sorry, all night when he's trying to sleep.
Oh, well, I hope Arthur's listening because you are, my friend, a stooge this week, Arthur.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, Caleb.
I will. Who else have we got on the stooge of the week list?
All right, so I just want to give a shout out to the guy who came into the shopping center, right? And he's complaining and he's swearing, like he's throwing F-bombs, saying, because he bought like a pair of work boots. Mm-hmm. And he's complaining, like, I've been wearing this for like 4 hours, saying F-bombs. Like, can I speak to a manager, please? I need to refund this. And because he wanted a size 8, and he said that the sizes was too small, and he was complaining about it. And he actually kind of swears at the person waiting in line at the shopping center, and goes, "You can wait, it's not bloody Christmas." I'm like, Jesus. Now, he was nice enough to the person who gave him the refund, so I'll give him credit for that. But anyway, I saw the guy's receipt, and it turns out that what the reason it didn't fit is because he bought a lady shoe. So. This stooge comes in being all macho and toxic masculine, going, "Oh, f bomb this," and the guy should have just confessed. Look, man, I just bought some girl shoes,
yeah,
and I'm really sorry. Can I have a refund? So, mate, you're stooge number 2.
Yeah, what a stooge.
Now, quickly, stooge number 3 is Corey Bernardi, who, he doesn't win stooge of the week because he actually kind of inadvertently did something good.
It's the best thing he's done all year.
Yeah.
And he's done it accidentally.
Yeah.
So, you know, that he was saying that the fundraiser that a bunch of school kids were doing, which was not supposed to be a political fundraiser, it's just to raise money for girls in Africa who don't have an education. So they wear a dress to school and raise money. And it was a completely optional thing. No one ever accuses muck-up day people who rock up in dresses as some sort of gender-morphing thing. And
Just you wait. When muck-up day rolls around, there will be people online.
Exactly. And he'll be saying the same thing. Muck up day. This is a cultural Marxist virtue signaling leftist liberal takeover of society. Yeah, exactly. But I think about $200,000 has been raised because people are upset about what he said. And
$200,000.
Yeah, and
that's great.
I'll actually explain. I'll announce the winner of Stooge of the Week right after this, actually. Because we'll be doing top of the hour soon, so just to stay tuned, guys, for the real big Stooge of the Week. This is a big one, but we're going to go into our morning cracker, guys. Now, this is a parody of Despacito. You guys know that song?
Yeah, I think you can't really avoid it.
yeah.
On every commercial radio station.
So a bit of a language warning for this. You've got your kids in the car. Maybe turn your radio down for the next 2 minutes. It's called, excuse my French, Dick Pixito. So. If you guys have, let's be clear. If you've sent one of those, you probably would have win Stooge of the Week.
This is your morning questionable.
My morning questionable.
On Sin 90.7 with Tal Caleb and Stefan. Stick around. See you after this.
But right now we're going to play a song called Dancing in the Moonlight by Top
Player. Oh, it's our morning glory, Stefan.
Hey,
slow down, mate. Come on.
Well, got to slow down.
let's play our favourite little theme song that we've got gone. We've got the morning glory theme song over there, Stefan.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
here we go.
Yes.
This is Mole Man in the morning. Good Mole Man to you.
I'm easy like Sunday morning.
I'm cereal. I'm super cereal.
So, yes. As Stefan just hinted at, we are playing Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader for our morning glory this morning. So just to help you get up out of bed and continue those weekend vibes going.
Were you, I feel like maybe you were playing this one or something like this to get you out of bed this morning.
Yeah.
Because you were struggling a little bit this morning.
And it did help. I was dancing in the moonlight because it was quite early this morning. But hopefully this helps you get out of bed and have a fantastic morning and start to the day. You're on
fantastic
Get Serial
Week.
Yeah, true. Fantastic week.
Yeah.
You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. This is your morning glory.
Dancing in the Moonlight there by Top Loader. That was the morning glory this morning, picked by Caleb for the people to help them get out of bed, get into their week. Jeez, it helps.
Stefan, you've kept us on edge here. We've been hanging and absolutely itching to find out what the Stooge of the Week was.
Coming in at the number one spot, we had a couple of others, but yes, reigning supreme this week is...
So, if you missed it, we mentioned the guy who brought a lady's shoe and complained that it wasn't his size, and there was Caleb's landlord, or could be former landlord soon if he's listening. We had a good old Corey Bernardi who raised a lot of money for charity, which is why he didn't end up winning. But the winner is One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts. You guys heard about this?
Yeah.
So you guys, as you know, the constitutional crisis happening where a lot of senators have been sent to the High Court because, you know, they don't believe that they believe they're dual citizens. Now, Malcolm Roberts, who's most famous for, as many of you know, for saying empirical evidence all the time with climate change. He's a big climate change denier. He even had like a bit of a clash with Brian Cox, a physicist, on Q&A when he was shown actual data to back up climate change is a thing. He said, these stats were cooked by NASA. But the High Court found that he must be an Australian citizen because he always felt that he was Australian. He always identifies as Australian,
what
which
a
is
true blue.
And the judge basically said, "Mate, this is not how it works. Facts over feeling, right, Malcolm Roberts?" He tried to denounce his citizenship by sending an email to an email address that ended with .uk Sydney, and the judge was like, "Mr. Roberts, have you ever seen an email that ends with .uk Sydney?" And he's like, "No." He also did not fill out the citizenship form, so he was still a British citizen for 6 months by the time he reached the Senate. So, Malcolm Roberts, I'm sorry, mate, you've won Stooge of the Week, and look, you're a British citizen. It's a bit ironic that a One Nation guy is actually a Two Nation guy, but there you go. Well done, mate.
Well done.
Now, we're talking about the king, so that was, the king of the Stooges. It's time for King Stinge. King of Stinge. Our fabulous segment of the week. There it is.
Nice one.
Oh, that sound effect just makes me feel good every week because we're talking about being stingy.
Mm. And, you know, nothing makes me more happy than reading in the news.
When we have contributed.
We have. So,
there must be the pollies that are up early in the morning listening to us.
Of course.
And policymakers. Stealing all of our ideas.
Shout out if you're listening, policymakers, because if you want more sound economic advice, it's coming at you.
Here it is.
Malcolm Roberts, if you just heard what I said, you know, just ignore that and just do what's best for Australians.
We are, of course, talking about the ATM fees that were scrapped over the weekend.
CommBank have got rid of them, and now they're getting, you know, all banks are getting called to get rid
banks.
Of them.
Yes. I'm just looking at all this money, and I don't know what I'm going to spend it on.
Maybe what you could do, you could spend it out, you could splash out a little bit, and get some ethically sourced coffee. Who was telling the story that was this? You were telling us the story.
This is fantastic.
So you go out, you buy some ethically sourced coffee, some nice expensive stuff in a nice tin.
Uh-huh.
You use it, and you just top it up with some pretty stock standard coffee.
You've
so it looks
well, my apprentice.
You give the impression that you're doing something good, but really, you're just being stingy.
It's like people,
which
coming
is also
good. Yeah, and it's similar with the, like you were saying, the Voss water. People walking around with those bottles.
I love it.
It's like, hey, look at me. I've got my glass drink bottle of Voss water, when it's really just filled up with tap water.
Pretty much. I did one of the stingiest things I've ever done the other day.
Yeah.
Yep. It was a long story, but I made a lady go through over 3,000 receipts so I could get my $10 back from a bad transaction. So, I mean, it was their mistake, but when I asked her to do it, she did look pretty destroyed. She was pretty disappointed when she found out what she had to do. But
a few thousand receipts, you say? I mean,
genuinely a few thousand receipts.
You're not exaggerating.
Wow. It was a big day of business for them.
Well, luckily she's employed to do exactly that for customers.
That's too
so. Good on you, Tao. Now we're going to go with we got a couple of songs lined up for you guys. We got "Take Me" by Diet, and then we've got some Cat Empire later. But we're going to be talking about the new Mario game, which comes out next month. You're on Sin 9.7. Gets you with Tao, Caleb, and Stefan. This is "Take Me" by Diet.
That one right there is "Take Me" by Diet. Now, Tal, last hour we had a big staring competition, and we talked the challenge.
Did we really?
We
talked
about the loser getting some kind of punishment, but we didn't seem to ever come back to it. And you seem very quiet over there and
pretty
happy about.
Just let it disappear into the ether.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But we've remembered, and you haven't gotten away with it this time. Nice try.
Righto.
But the punishment we're going to give you, this is what the Friday team's given you. Is your name is Tal, so from now on, you are only allowed to say words that begin with T.
Terrific.
Totally.
Your name is Tal, true or false?
True.
Okay, he's on to a good start. Now, I had the pleasure of actually going to Nintendo and trying out the new Mario game, which comes out next month, Super Mario Odyssey.
Totally.
Yeah, Tal, what is your experience with Mario?
Tal thinks that this took time to take hold. Next question.
This is tough, true or false?
True. Toughness is true.
All right, now, it is coming out on Nintendo Switch next month. It is Nintendo Switch exclusive. And I showed a trailer to you last night, Caleb, and you were saying that it's kind of like Mario meets Grand Theft Auto.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Open world. I can't wait to play it.
And you get to possess objects by throwing caps at enemies. So I showed you the other trailer where Mario actually possesses a dinosaur. Yeah, that's pretty rad. What do you think? What do you think about that, Tal?
Tal thinks terrific. terrific time. I wish I had a dictionary in front of me for all the syllables.
All the words.
I just need to get the index out. Start going through T.
Oh man, we need to get another crack at this, because I think we could really do something special with that. But
what did you think of the game, Stefan?
It was really fun. So we'd play like some of the older 3D Mario games, like Mario 64, Mario Galaxy. If you ever had the chance to play those, were really good games. And I'm really excited because you can even possess a meat slab. And what happened was I possessed a meat slab, and then a big giant prehistoric bird took me and put me into a volcano full of soup. So it was like a soup volcano. So trying to cook Mario, but Mario fought back by becoming a fireball and
theatrical.
And burning. Yes, exactly. Theatrical.
Very terse.
I see. Tal's got out his phone. He's got the dictionary up. It's got words that begin with T on Google.
Untruthful. Terribly false.
Now, Googled words that begin with T.
You're a thug, mate.
Now, Mario's
thieving, thick, thug, timid, tall, thin, tempting, top heavy, toupee, triumphant, titillating, trim.
Okay, son, calm down.
Man, those THs are your best weapon of defense. Now, I guess I'll throw one more question for you, Tal, before we wrap this up. So, it's been in the news lately that Mario's not a plumber anymore. So, what are your thoughts on that? Like, it's official Nintendo canon.
Thought provoking. That's all one word. I think that Mario not being a plumber is totally fine, and that everyone changes careers up to 8 times in their lives. And so it's totally fine if Mario wants to change his career.
Totally fine being the T word there?
Correct. Yeah, I built the sentence around in the gaps. T's there. Yeah.
What do you reckon? Now, you've log admired the Mario Mo.
I have.
So what do you think of the fact he's not a plumber anymore?
Pretty sad. It was a bit of a kick in the childhood guts, but
it is. Oh, well, not much we can do. Anyway.
He's still Mario.
I still love him. And the game comes out next month. And you can read my first-hand impression of it on www.loadscreen.com.au.
Check it out.
We're going to go into another song, Hello Cat Empire. So I guess, I don't know if we'll keep going with the challenge. What do you think, Tal?
No. let's stop right now and not use any more T-related words. Let's get into this song. This is Hello. Hello by the Cat Empire. One of my absolute favourites. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. That was Homebody by Napalm. And up the top there, we had Floating by Full Flower Moon Band. Coming up after this, we've got an interview with Courtney Meacham. She's here. She's ready to chat about her exhibition that's coming up, which is going to be pretty cool. Yeah.
Very, very cool. But before then, we've got a little game for you. I've got a game for you two.
Yes. Competition.
I just wanted to see how much you guys have been paying attention to the news and the politics and stuff like that.
It's my sport, guys. It's my sport.
A little bit familiar.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, dear. So I'm going to play a little grab for you, and I'm going to see if you can finish what it said or what the person said. So the first one...
Do we just shout it out?
Just jump in. I don't think you need to put your hand up. The first one was Tony Abbott getting headbutted, and this was the interview with the assaulter.
This was nothing to do with the Yes campaign. I'm not a campaigner. I'm a lone anarchist that felt the need to headbutt Tony Abbott because...
Why do you feel the need to headbutt Tony Abbott?
Because there was a mosquito on his forehead, and it was for Tony Abbott's safety that he headbutted him to get rid of that mosquito.
Close.
Yeah.
He just didn't like him. He just wanted to smash the beep, so to speak. That's pretty accurate, right, Caleb?
I think so. The reason he wanted to do it was because he said he wouldn't get an opportunity like that again.
I don't think he's correct, because I don't think he's ever going to be let near the Prime Minister ever again. There's definitely going to be ex-Prime Minister.
So, yeah, he felt the need to headbutt Tony Abbott because he didn't think he'd get the opportunity to do it again. Next one is from the... I'll play it out. You might know it.
In Senator Bernardi, we have 6.5 foot of ego, but not an inch of...
An inch of what?
Of integrity.
That's correct?
Yes.
Or straight to it. No need to mess around. Corey Bernardi doesn't have an inch of integrity in him, according to Richard Di Natale.
Richard Di Natale, correct. Yes, from the last Greens. One, the New Zealand election over the weekend. You pay much attention to it at all, so far?
I got home and I turned on the ABC and it was there, but not much other than that, but we'll see.
Nice one.
I get this one.
The final outcome of tonight's election... won't be decided by us.
What will it be decided by?
A game of Boggle, perhaps? Or what about a cockfighting match? That would be a great way to decide a hung parliament. Set two roosters at it.
I don't know if I could finish the quote per se, but the election will be decided by, I guess, dodgy deals with the New Zealand First Party.
Yeah, probably. But the election was going to actually be decided by the MMP, whatever that means.
Is that the Maori?
I don't know.
Might be the Maori Party.
Maori Party? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know anything about New Zealand elections.
But make sure you don't go anywhere, because we do have the interview that Tyler was talking about with the artist Coco, or Courtney
Mention.
Yep. But before that, we're going to play a bit of an old song. It's a song by Kanye West. It's called Hey Mama. It goes out to all the mums out there.
Yeah, a bit of a language warning on this one.
So you're on Sin 90.7 with Tyler, Caleb and Stefan, and joining us in the studio is Coco. Coco Meacham, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty well. So you're in to talk a little bit to us about your exhibition that's coming up this Friday.
Indeed, I am.
Very exciting.
So tell us about, what is it? What kind of art do you make?
This show is 10 works of illustration, so a lot of them are really refined drawings from my everyday mundane world as I'm walking through it.
Okay, cool. Just going through your Instagram, there was a few pictures, and so you do them on A3 canvases?
Yeah, A3 paper, and that's, for the interest of anyone, it's gouache underpainting with some graphite on top.
For me, and I assume my hosts included, what's gouache under...
Like paint. We'll just call it paint.
Okay, cool.
Paint and pencil. Keep it simple.
Awesome.
Interesting you say, like, it's your mundane world. And, you know, the world can be pretty mundane if you go through not noticing stuff. But it seems like it's the kind of stuff where you're actively noticing, like, the little things.
Yeah.
And kind of twisting them and making them bigger.
Yeah.
Exposing them a little bit.
It's definitely an intensely personal narrative of what I'm making. And also having a laugh at myself and the live your best life, get behind it, we're being motivational, seize the day, and it's your everyday. Maybe you just had a nightmare about prawns.
Is that one of your pieces? A nightmare about prawns?
Yep, that is one.
Did that actually happen?
It happened to a friend of mine, and it was really sad for her.
Gosh,
nightmare prawns.
Yeah.
Can you go into a little bit more detail on what the prawns did to her?
She couldn't remember specifically what happened with the prawns.
That's almost worse.
Yeah.
Because it's the fear of the unknown. The
one day you go to eat a prawn and you're just triggered.
Flashbacks.
And you don't know why you can't eat a prawn.
Would you describe yourself more as a satirist or a meme warrior? Or maybe both? What kind of artist are you?
I have to say Meme Warrior sounds really great. I'm enjoying the level of coolness that could be bringing to my art making. it's definitely, I always think of them as motivational posters gone wrong.
Gone wrong? Yeah. No, going absolutely right.
It's been a little bit of a mess up at the printers when you've sent them off.
What about this? I'm looking at one of the photos at the moment, and it's got a someone in a mobility scooter, and the tagline underneath is, "If you've got eggs, just throw them." Are you suggesting we throw eggs at people on mobility scooters?
No. No, that definitely could be a way you could tell that story. I think that she's rocking out so hard.
Cool.
On that mobility scooter, and if it's that whole play on life gives you heaven, you're going to throw some eggs instead.
I like it. Nice. And those scooters are pretty zippy, so if there's ever going to be a drive-by egging on one of those, it's a great getaway vehicle.
Yeah, watch out for her.
I mean, I'm interested by the process. How long does one of these take to conjure up?
The final work is probably about a day of work that illustration, and before that there's a series of roughs and sketches that I refine into the final piece, so it's quite time consuming. I enjoy, as part of that every day, it's like I make artwork that includes the tedium of working really slowly.
I suppose there would have been a lot that didn't make the cut for this exhibition. If there's only 10 of your favourites, I suppose, that you've really refined and worked on. Was there a lot of throwaways?
There was a lot of compositions that didn't work, or I go and take a bunch of photos or go through a lot of my images from the past few years to work with. So, yeah, definitely I've had to cull some work.
And sometimes that's the hardest process.
Yes.
Just cutting it down, refining it.
You're on Get Here with Tal Kalam Stefan. We're interviewing Coco Meacham, an artist, and meme warrior. We're going to play...
He's pushing it so hard.
Doing it.
I am the meme warrior. So, it's meme warrior versus meme warrior, I think, Coco. And we're going to play Vibrations by Montero, and the meme warrior will stick around for more questions and comment right after this. Vibrations by Montero there. You're listening to Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. We're with Courtney, sorry, with Coco Meacham. Courtney also works. And the opening night for her Live Your Best Life exhibition at the Off the Curb Gallery. The opening night is Friday the 29th of September, and it'll be open till the 12th of October. And just had a bit of a look on your Instagram. There's lots of... one piece of work, one sexy piece of work here is called Sexy Boy in Blue Green. So can you tell us about the sexy boys in the blue green artworks that you've created?
So I've got a trio of sexy boys who are my sexy boyfriend's friends.
Okay.
And they were really kind. I asked them to send me crutch shots, and they did, for me to draw. The sexy boy blue green is my everyday hero. There is the tagline that goes with him. I also have Winner Winner Chicken Dinner is my second sexy boy in a purple pink. And my third sexy boy is in a pink blue, and he's Whatever Trevor.
Oh,
Whatever,
whatever
Trevor.
Whatever Trevor.
It all sayings that I say, well, maybe not the first one, but Winner Winner Chicken Dinner is just something that I've constantly said. Like, it just rolls off the tongue.
It's so satisfying.
I don't know. Who coined the phrase?
Inbuilt.
Me, because I'm pretty sure I actually dropped that chicken dinner on the show an hour ago, if you guys remember. So I think, I know where you got inspiration from.
You were reading the future.
Exactly.
If you do want to see the awesome artwork that we're talking about, jump on Instagram, and it's Coco Meacham, CoComeaCham. So check it out, because we have been, and they're very fun. And they're very funny.
Oh, right. Hilarious. I know I'll be there on Friday night to check out the...
What time does it open up?
6 p.m.
And where was it?
Off the curb. Smith. Collingwood Way.
Easy to get to.
So easy.
Public transport.
Perfect.
Ride
your bike. Even better.
Oh, perfect.
I reckon and the weather right now is perfect for riding bikes. And what better way to spend your Friday afternoon than riding in some nice weather.
Before the grand final.
On a
Melbourne
public holiday.
Christmas. Come see some art.
That's fantastic.
That's a very good idea, actually.
So what's been the reaction to the artwork already? Like, the three of us guys, you've already have like a great reaction to the sexy boy in blue green. But what about all the fans and all the other fans or other people who've consumed some of your artwork? What have their reactions been?
I think there's been a lot of good chuckles I've experienced. And also the people who are in the artworks, who are friends, have enjoyed being part of my storytelling around them and... obviously they get to be immortalized forever and maybe on someone's wall. But yes, a lot of laughter and good vibes.
Yeah.
Is that nice. A thing I can say?
Are you
say?
Got any
that.
Plans for sexy radio boys?
I really think if you guys...
I mean, these microphones are pretty... yeah. They look pretty good. I mean, there's plenty of stuff we can do with
these mics. Find some power pose in the studio.
Yeah, I think it could look nice in the studio, the trio.
Oh, gosh. I would love that.
Yeah.
Have you got any, like, any massive influences from your work or anything like that? Do you find any artists that you draw on at all?
I have artists that I love whose work I really... enjoy, like mm-hmm. John Wosley,
okay.
who is great to say an artist's last name possibly incorrectly. but maybe that's in terms of technique, and I mean, he's really environment based and working out in nature, whereas mine is pretty urban,
yep.
very figurative. So, yes, in that sense, for how I exist in engaging with art, but in yep. these works, it's really. Just having a laugh.
I feel like your work could be soundtracked by someone like Courtney Barnett quite easily.
Mm. And we would look good together if it was Coco, Courtney, and Courtney.
I can see it now.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think we need to find get a collaboration going for this Friday. See if Courtney's free from making a record with Kurt Vile. Get her down there and get her promoing it as well.
Yeah.
That'd be
wonderful.
Unreal.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Coco.
Such a pleasure.
We wish you all the best for your opening night on Friday. Hope
yes.
to see you there.
Opening yeah. night on Friday, the 29th of September, which will be opened, which will be open until the 29th of October. The live your
12th of October.
Live your
12th
best.
Of October?
Yes, to
getting
the 12th
quick.
Of October.
Don't wait till the 29th.
Yeah, 12th.
No, opening
12th.
Day, Ron. It's at the Live Your Best Life exhibition at Off the Curb Gallery. Thank you for coming in, Coco
yeah,
Meacham, artist and meme warrior. And we're gonna end
again.
With another song. it's called Sad or S-A-D by Kieran J.
Song about drugs.
Oh, God, I cannot wait for this song. This is the song of the year.
You're on Sin 9.7 with Carl Calvin Safari.
That's
I did it
the
again.
Show. That's the one.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertainment!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Cereal!
That's right. Thank you very much for the news, Julia. Filling in for Imogen this morning. Hope Imogen's having a great morning. But yes, that's right. We're bringing into the last hour of Get Cereal.
Home straight.
Tal, Caleb and Stefan. We just had a fantastic interview there with Coco Meacham. It was fantastic. But we've also got another interview coming up in about half an hour's time.
Yeah, with Bardoisa. I don't know how you say it.
I think it's Bardoisa.
Bardoisa? Okay.
But,
we'll ask when they come in. That'll be our first question.
We've also got... we're going to be talking about English accents and how other cultures perceive English accents or just mumbling and jumbling English like I just did then. We've got another challenge from the Friday crew. We've got Sports Desk up afterwards. We're going to be doing a live handover with them. But before that, we're going to jump into a little song.
Yeah, we've got Galaxies by Slutface. You're on Sin 9.7. Get Cereal with Tal, Caleb and Stefan.
That one right there was Slutface with Galaxies. And, boys, the big night tonight.
Biggest night of the year on the red carpet.
The Brownlow. Stefan, big AFL fan. Who's your tip for the Brownlow?
Yeah, please tell us.
I am so pumped. I don't know who I have to brownnose to get a ticket to the Brownlow, though. And I'm just wondering, Gary Ablett or Buddy Franklin, they're my absolute favourites. What do you guys reckon? They've got it.
Might be a bit...
Maybe not,
but yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, put your money on them.
I mean, you know football players is good.
Yeah,
I know you've got about $300 that you're going to put on one of those. So, yeah, chuck it on Gary Ablett, I'd say.
Yeah, I will, boys. Thanks for the advice.
One thing that you can do to make the Brownlow a little bit more interesting tonight is you can play a game of Brownlow bingo. Because every year they throw up a few things and you notice and you think, okay, they've done that last year and they've done that a few times. So maybe every time that on the red carpet that the hosts infer that the male only took 5 minutes to get ready.
Why don't we run through it? Let's give the audience.
Okay.
You know, I'll be on the red carpet. I'm a footy player. I'm in my suit.
Nice to see you there, Gil. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Very excited for the night. Yep.
Wait, am I the interviewer or are you the interviewer?
I thought I was the player.
Okay, you're the player.
Okay, I'm the player.
Lovely girlfriend you've got there.
Oh, she scrubs up all right, doesn't she?
Stefan, you're the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, he definitely does rub me up nicely.
how long do you take to get ready, Stefan, as the female?
Oh, actually, it takes me only about, like, 15 minutes or so. 15 minutes?
No.
Has to be more than that.
15 minutes?
Not the brown, though. It has to all be right, all like right. 3 hours. Lying.
Okay, yeah, it's actually, like, 3 hours. Okay, but you got me.
How long did it take you to get ready, Tal?
Oh, you know, just... about 5 minutes or so. It doesn't take too long. Just throw anything on that I found in the wardrobe, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you. If Gillan McLachlan hesitates after reading out the first initial of a name, for example, three votes, T. Sardoni.
Ah, it's me. Three votes, T. Sardoni again. He's gone. He's got six votes.
Six votes?
What do you think?
Put your money on Tarside only, ladies and gentlemen.
Or or you have the sneaky little cutaways from the cameras when they'll pan across the table and someone will get. It's normally the person who probably won't be getting a lot of votes that night, but they might poll really well in one game.
Brett
Avola. And they'll have a. You can just see that they've had their votes, and they might have been enjoying the night a little bit too much. And you can see the cameras will get whisked away pretty quickly from that.
Steven Seagal.
Brush point.
Maybe even if anyone says that Dusty is a shoo-in,
oh.
Could be players, could be on the red carpet.
All you're going to hear tonight is Dusty.
Yeah, who do you think's going to win? Dusty's a shoo-in.
Oh, he has to, mate. He's had a great year.
I've put my money on Dusty for like the entire year, boys.
Have you?
The entire year.
That's good money to put on. Well, do you know who Dusty Martin is? He's a bit of a scruffy, rough-looking guy.
He's the smoothest, most beautiful player.
He gives you like a fend-off. Like he... puts his hand in your chest and that.
Oh, I'd love to meet the guy if you guys give me the brown. Yeah, meet the guy.
Shaking hands is pretty hard with him because every time you go up to try and shake his hand, you end up on the ground.
I'm going
to
tell him that I got a lot of money on this bingo for him, so he better deliver.
Honestly, though, if you're struggling for a little bit of cash, go chat to his dad. His dad will definitely lend you some money. No problem at all.
Defaming his dad on live.
Sorry, he's in New Zealand. Doesn't worry.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, we don't reach New Zealand, do we? Maybe the last one is if Dustin Martin wins it, hypothetically, for him to go up and do a shoey.
Yeah, could do. And then say, yeah, we've got to just focus on the big game this weekend.
That's it, yeah. But, yeah, it doesn't mean much to me. All my focus is on the grand final.
Can't wait. Anyway, we'll jump into this next song.
Yeah, this is our Big Sin exclusive, actually, boys. So our friends at Iscarion, a Melbourne death metal band. So we got some metal mornings for you. We premiered this on Moshpit, which is on Thursday nights, 8 to 11. And the EP actually comes out October the 13th. It's called Pinnacle of Neglect. I have a show that night in Richmond. But we've got the exclusive track, so you won't be able to hear this anywhere else until October 13th when the EP comes out. It's called Kingdoms, and it's metal as beep. Well, I can't say that. But Kingdoms by Iscarion on Get Serial on Sin 9.7 with Tal Caleb and Stefan. Kingdoms by Iscarion, a Sin exclusive track, which comes out by Melbourne death metal band Iscarion, and you can hear their debut EP, Pinnacle Neglect, on October the 13th, and they'll be performing at 7:30 that night at the Central Club Hotel in Richmond. Pretty exciting stuff, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Not our cup of tea, but
pretty frazzled over here.
Very cool that we've got a
all my hair standing on end.
Yes. Waking us up with a bit of Monday metal. But what we're talking about, we're gonna talk a little bit about weird things that you've seen on public transport.
I was on the phone to you the other day. On the train in the city, and I was on the phone to him. And so Caleb could kind of overhear what was going on. So I was just trying to chat about some stuff. And I was getting quite distracted because I just heard this. Got on at my stop, and then maybe went a couple more stops. And I just hear this. Excuse me, mate. Just get it off the train. Thanks, mate. You know who I'm talking to. It's the train driver talking over the PA.
And I could hear it clear as day. Did you have it on speakerphone or something?
No, it was really loud. And so we went one more stop, and then the PA fires up again. He's like, come on, mate. Can you get that motorbike off the train? Thanks, mate. So I don't know why this guy was bringing his motorbike on the train.
It's so good. And we've just gone, yep, we need to talk about it on Monday morning. Savannah, have you seen anything weird lately on public transport?
About weird. It seems to always be when the train driver has something to say over the PA. Mm. And my favourite one was one time I was just going through the stations like always. And then suddenly, really loudly, the train driver starts speaking. He sounds really awkward and apologetic for something. I'm just like, what is he apologising about? He says, "Hey, look, guys, I'm really sorry." And people are just like, Why? Whoops. I didn't stop at Toorak because I kind of forgot this wasn't express. So sorry.
That's great.
And I'd be able to look at each other like, oh,
I had a tram driver one time make the entire tram sing happy birthday to a passenger. It was brilliant. He was leading. He was like, come on, everybody, let's sing it together now. Happy birthday.
If you don't sing, did you have to get off?
Jeez, I was considering it.
I would have just gotten off, man. No, I don't have time for celebrations.
That's gorgeous.
Nah, of course I would have sung happy birthday to them because, you know, there's not enough happy spirits in public transport. Don't you agree, Caleb?
Yeah, I agree. I saw this one person. I didn't see it, sorry. I saw it on Facebook. It was a status about someone eating a full loaf of bread on the train.
As you do.
Yeah. So the best bit of the status was... at yeast, she won't be getting hungry like good punchline.
Actually reminds me. I was at Melbourne Central train station, sitting on the platform. This bloke comes down, sits next to me, had a bottle of wine in a plastic bag. I'm sitting there, and he sits next to me and just kind of looks at me, unscrews the top, and sculls the entire bottle in one go right next to me, and then kind of like puts the lid back on, puts it down. I'm kind of looking at him out of the corner of my eye, and he just looks at me and goes, yep, just did that. Sculled a whole bottle of wine.
Did he stink?
Yeah, he reeked. So I got up and jumped in my... And this was...
Did he offer you any?
No, it was pretty rude. This was one in the afternoon, mind you. So that was... That was interesting.
Pretty grim.
Yeah, it was pretty grim.
That is pretty grim. Oh, poor guy. But
let's wrap that up. That's a grim one to finish on.
Let's get into a song. This is one by Crystal Castles.
Oh, yes.
Untrust Us.
Fresh out of 2008.
You're on Sin 9.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan.
That one right there was I'll Go My Way by Alexander Biggs. We're joined in the studio at the moment with the very, very lovely Quesada Bardi and Mama Dosa from the band Bardosa. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. How's your morning been so far?
Yeah, so far so good. It's a little bit early. Didn't even get that coffee in yet.
Now, you're playing every Sunday at the Tote for the month of October. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pretty excited.
Sundays in October.
Tote Takeover.
Tote Takeover?
Yeah, upstairs at the Tote.
Cool. How does it go? So, if you're playing every Sunday, how do you go about, does it ever feel like you need to get that energy going every week? Or is it hard to, keep the, How do you change it up?
Change it up. Yeah. Mm. Well, we've got guest DJs every week, and we're changing the genres up every week.
Mm.
Yeah.
Keeping it fresh.
Keeping it fresh. So we've got some guests for the opening night on the 1st. We've got DJ Ina playing R&B, and I'll be playing some funk and b-boy breaks, and we're going to have a dancer who does whacking. Have you guys heard of whacking?
No.
Please enlighten us about whacking.
It's kind of like, it's similar to voguing, like the arm movements.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
I'm also a little bit unsure on voguing.
I said okay, I don't.
Maybe I'm just like a 90s child, but if you Madonna Vogue, that's where Vogue comes from. It's voguing, that whole arm thing. They do the hands framing the face and the arms.
It's kind of
similar to that, but it's a lot faster.
Okay.
It's really cool,
actually. So you have someone doing that on stage with you?
Yeah, we will have that on the first Sunday, the 1st, and I'll be DJing, and then Bardosa gets on the mic, and it's all happening. DJ Ina gets on there.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bit of filming. Cool experience, a lot of stuff going
on. Yeah, so we get to play live every week. We do our thing, and then Mama Dosa is DJing every week as a resident DJ. Then we got the guest DJ as well. And on the 5th Sunday, something real special is happening.
Yes.
Tell them about that, Mama Dosa.
Okay. So it's going to be Kwashani Bard's DJ debut.
Yeah. Coming up.
Does that mean that you're going to be getting on the mic or?
It means that I will get off the stage and Kwashani will take over the turntables and work some magic.
I'll be on the decks as opposed to being on the mic.
Nice. So have you not really had much experience on the decks before?
It'll be my first time.
Really?
DJing. Yeah.
Have you been practicing a bit?
Yeah, getting warmed up. You got to be prepared.
What can we expect from your set or your first one? Do you know what kind of angle you're going to go for?
Yeah, I'm really huge on the 90s. The 90s was the elementary years for us.
Yeah.
Because Yeah, we were coming up at that time, you know, young and impressionable and soaking it all in. So definitely 90s. I'm thinking a bit of early noughties as well. And a little bit of this and that. So there's going to be a mix, you know. Think R&B, think dance hall. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm getting I think I'm getting a kind of image of it.
Yeah, you're painting the picture.
Painting the picture, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Getting the visuals.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of impressionable, was there other, I guess, maybe DJs that you grew up listening to that, I guess, inspired you to start this project? Or
Not so much DJs. I think for me it was more so just the music itself. Like, you know, in the 90s I would have been like 10, 11, grade 5, grade 6, and my auntie showed me how to, you know, use the mic jack, but using headphones because I didn't have a mic. So I literally used to speak into the headphones and record mixtapes, but you know, seamlessly. It took weeks sometimes to get one tape. So yeah, just bringing back that nostalgia.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Barbosa is going to stick around, but we're going to just play a quick track. We got Wine Upon Your Spot. Is that, sorry, how do you say it?
Yeah.
Wine Upon Your Spot.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
Yeah. First
you
try,
got
first it. Try. First try. What can you tell us about this one?
It's going to get them moving for breakfast, that's for sure.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we'll
get cereal.
Get your metabolism going before you have your cereal. All right.
Love it. Oh, here it is. Barbosa will be sticking around. You're on Get Cereal with Tyler Caleb and Stefan. Wine Upon Your Spot by Barbosa there.
Yeah.
And we've still got Barbosa in the studio. You guys enjoying yourselves?
Yeah.
And we're live on Facebook.
We're ready.
On a couple of channels.
We're live for the live. Good morning.
Facebook Live Inception over here with different Facebook Lives. Tell us a little bit about the song we just heard there. Where did that start? Wine
Upon Your Spot.
Wine Upon Your Spot. Sorry.
Yeah.
So when did that one come out and what's the story behind it?
It came out a little while ago.
Yeah.
And the story behind it is, I guess we just wanted to make a song that just makes people want to dance.
Yeah.
And
get the movie, party vibe.
Something
it does,
fun.
It does hit the spot, just like the
Yeah,
like
that's
the
good.
Spot,
good so. To hear.
Thank you.
Like
we hit the target.
It's good to hear you're warmed up now.
We're ready for a live performance as well.
Yeah.
What tune are you going to be giving to us today?
Titan Good.
See, they're in the zone. They're ready. No, they're on the same page.
So you guys have been touring with international artists. Is that right? And how's that, I guess, influenced your music, so to speak?
Oh, you mean the Alcoholics, when the Alcoholics came.
Oh, okay, the Alcoholics came. Oh, sorry, they came here, yes.
Yeah, they came here to it. Yes. Yeah, that's right. And then Brick and Lace as well, we supported them a while ago. That was really cool.
Yeah.
That was amazing, actually.
Yeah, it's such an honour to open for, you know, an international artist like Brick and Lace, you know, straight out of Jamaica.
And they were really nice too, and we chatted to them, and
And what's been the receptions to your shows as of late, as the weeks go by, and have you got any like new fans or people that want to maybe take up DJing after hearing your set or stuff like that?
Yeah, we've got quite a few new fans just from randomly from different shows, different festivals.
Mm.
It's been really cool, just like a lot of different types of people from different walks of life.
And
it's been really amazing to see that, like, your music can reach even further than what you thought. Like, if you were just making it sort of for your the people that come to your gigs normally, and then it just builds over time. It's been
cool. It's been great support from diverse communities. Yeah, I always say to Mama Dosa, it's good to feel like you belong, you know, because we are a minority.
Yeah.
And we never forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Well, like we said before, Barbosa will be playing at the Tote every single Sunday from the 1st of October. Lots of great guests. And we're going to... you guys are going to perform Tight and Good.
We've got
a live performance. And, all right, we're just going to... We're going to give it a crack and... an absolute crack. And don't forget to go check out those guys at the Tote at Collingwood. This is Tight and Good by Barbosa.
Barbosa in the place. Why you a chatbot? Sure. Tight and good, my flow is tight and good. Type of flow for make you lift your hood. Blow your mind like a bad girl should. Ha ha, I made you look. Tight and good, my flow is tight and good.
type of flow for make you lift your hood. Blow your mind like a bug, y'all should. I control you with a page, I told me rhyme. With all me rubles into the place where you would talk, but you ain't got to flow like shit. It's your show, then walk out. Come test me style, buddy. Get chalk out, don't let me pon the mic. I go all out, make you nod your head to your weave, then fall out. Can't go to the club without my knee and being cold. Out the way I bless the mic, like I got no doubt. Take a look who break them bust out with balls out. Listen tracks, day in, day out. You can't match me with me bad girl clout. Leave them all sounding like little girl scouts. Selling cookies, you better walk it out.
Walk it out.
Hit the floor, you can't do without. Mama Dosa bless the mic through and throughout. You pull up the mic and you mess about. And that's the type of you get checked about. Chat tight and good, but flow is tight and good. Type of flow for make you lift your hood. Blow your mind like a bug, y'all should. Ha ha. I made you look tight and good, but flow is tight and good. Type of flow for make you lift your hood. Blow your mind like a bad girl should. I control y'all with a page, I tell me rhyme book.
Tight and good, my flow is tight and good. Blow your mind like a bad girl should. Sweeten up the mic, get you in the mood. Back to move your dancing feet, don't be rude. Bad girls take over the dance. Get into position, now is your chance. Dance floor's your domain, domain is your stage. Represent, time to take a stance. Break out! Woo. My flow is tight and good. Tight and good.
Yeah. Lean back and lean back, everybody lean back.
Tight and good. But those are in the place. Get cereal.
Yeah.
You better go get your cereal.
Badosa for breakfast. We hope you are warmed up for the day. Blessing my day to you all. Sin FM. Hey. Tight and good. My flow is tight and good. Tight and good. Tight and good.
Sick. What a way to wake us up on a Monday morning.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake up indeed.
Thank you guys.
Man, that was special.
Thank you.
That was very special. Thank you guys.
It was too hot for the live. It couldn't happen.
The live was shut down.
It was like trying to reconnect.
Shut it down.
Breaking Facebook, breaking the internet. Would you believe it?
We broke it.
Thank you so much for coming in, guys. And if anyone was as impressed with that performance as we were, get along to the tote. This Sunday, all these Sundays through August.
So many Sundays.
Are you doing five Sundays?
Yes.
Right? Awesome. So, yeah, the residency. Doing the residency spot every Sunday afternoon and evening for the next 5 weeks. Yeah.
Can I do some quick shout outs?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
So, I want to shout out DJ Sister Sarah, DJ Ina, Mad Fox, DJ Jenny, Burn City Queens, DJ Lioness, and The Tote.
Yeah.
So where can we find you online? We've got facebook.com/Badosa, which is BAHDOESA. Where else can we find you online?
SoundCloud, YouTube. You can pretty much just put it in the Google and you get the works.
Yeah. Just Google it.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, well, nice. Thanks once again for coming in, guys. And we're going to play. We're going to end with another song. Ooh, if I can find it. Here we go. We got Sloane Peterson with Break My Heart. You're on Git Serial on Sin 9.7 with Tal Caleb and
Thanks
Stefan.
Thanks again, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're on Git Serial 9.7 with Tal Caleb and Stefan. The first song you heard just then was by Sloane Peterson from one of our feature albums this week with Break My Heart. Right then, we had Confidence Man giving us Better Sit Down, and it was pretty hard to sit down. I was too busy standing up.
Boogie.
Shaking my booty. Getting around it.
What we just had, if you just came into the show, you unfortunately missed an unreal live performance from...
from our good friends at Badosa.
Yeah.
But we're going to podcast that. That'll be up on our Facebook later on. So you didn't miss out on...
You can subscribe to Get Serial on wherever you get your podcast. So get onto that.
On iTunes and all that other stuff. Get Serial Podcast and... Go to facebook.com/getserial.
Now, guys, I want to get your thoughts on something that I was thinking about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So when we, as, you know, kind of native English speakers, when we try and mimic other accents, sometimes we do it in a way that we because we don't know the words of the language, we just take the sounds. Yep. So if we were doing
oui, oui.
If we're doing yeah, if we're doing French, you go or if we were doing something like German, you might go Heiß mein Supporter mein Heiß bin Heiß.
Nein.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not saying any words, but you kind of know what accent I'm going for.
Yes. Yeah.
For people that aren't native English speakers, what do they do when they're trying to impersonate an English language, like an English speaking person?
Hmm. You know,
and I suppose it would change from British to American to Australian to Canadian, I suppose.
And even the Americans have so many, like, they have the Southern American accent.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
It's tough.
God. Well, I suppose, like, for Australian, like, the, you know, the really kind of typical Ocker Australian accent.
Yeah.
It's kind of, yeah, got the nasal.
Yeah, nasal.
So you might just go, yeah, 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 yeah. Or, I don't know.
Really harsh.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to hear somebody do it.
This, maybe this is our, like, call for...
This is our call out. Mm-hmm. So...
For someone that's not a native English speaker...
So that's the first barrier to our call out. The fact that they're not a native English speaker.
If someone's a translator...
They just love the tunes that we put on so much. They listen to us and don't listen to all... Don't understand a word of what we say, but... They like the effort that we give it. We've got a bit of gumption about us.
Maybe you got to pay attention to the Kiwi elections.
True.
And to just try and listen to them, because I don't really know I don't really know much about how Kiwis speak other than fish and chops and Netflix and chill. Netflix and chill, as I would say.
I don't think you're speaking English anymore, do you?
No, I'm speaking pure Kiwi. Anyway, we're going to finish up with the song. Sports Desk is next. But we've got a great song, Karate by Baby Metal.
Fantastic
song. A bit of some Japanese metal for you guys to finish off. Tal, Caleb and Stefan, that's us. We'll be back next Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. Are we going to be talking with Sports Desk guys?
Yeah, we'll have a chat with them.
Yeah, see what's going on.
Might invite them in.
Yeah, we might even let them in.
We'll give them the keys to the studio if they're very
lucky. Yeah, why not? All right, this is created by Baby Metal. Tal, Caleb and Stefan on Get Serial Sin 90.7.
That one right there is Karate by Baby Metal? Or
Baby Metal.
Baby
you were
Metal.
Just telling us about how much you love this song.
Sorry, man. But we are joined in the studio by James and Alex. First timer on Sports Desk. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Have you been told about the initiation?
No, what initiation is this?
Nah,
there is no initiation.
You'll find
hazing
out.
Process.
You have to do some weird stuff with the microphone.
What have we got planned for the show today, boys?
Oh, mate, we've got some prelims finals.
I hope you're not talking about anything else other than AFL.
Well, we've got to cover the cricket. There was a Australia versus
Big
India.
Finchie,
the Rock from Colac. I just love that bloke.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest. Then we had the TSC Cup as well.
We watched the videos like before. That was
I was there.
Heartbreaking.
Absolutely
stunning.
I like Sandy.
Yeah,
because Andrew McGrath, Essendon, right. Number one draft pick, of course. Mm. But Darcy Parrish's younger brother played for Geelong Falcons last night.
Oh yeah,
and there were five or six AFL scouts sitting behind me. Directly behind me, talking into their little radios, and you know, it was very interesting to see what they were saying. Because
were they keying it on, like any ones that they were talking pretty highly about?
Oh, there was this one bloke who they called Chook, number five for Sandringham, and he did a seal rioli, chased a bloke from half back flank to the forward flank, jumped on him as a last plea. And they're driven into the ground, and everyone is screaming because I'm sitting on the Sandringham side, and they're all screaming, "Boo!" But, yeah, heartbreaking stuff.
Oh, that is, I mean, I was saying to Scanner before, that situation that guy got put in, I mean, like, for you guys who don't
for those,
know,
yeah, yeah,
basically but... a guy missed a kick after the siren to win the game from a pretty close shot. It was only about 20 metres out, slight angle.
I mean, he took a really good mark as well in the first place.
It's kind of what happened to Richmond as well in the VFL Grand Final. Ben Griffiths had a shot from 35 metres out. He could have taken, and about 30 seconds to go, decided to kick at number 42 of Richmond, who was dead centre, 4-on-1. Of course, Port Melbourne have taken it. And then you're left with the bloke who's tried to kick it from 50 out. And, you know, under that immense pressure...
Yeah, it's a worst-case scenario for me. It's like an absolute nightmare to get stuck with a kick
after the siren, definitely. Yeah. And Ben Lennon's a guy who's playing for his AFL career right now. Like,
he's looking for new contracts
at different sides, and just to blow that opportunity, it'd kill him.
Yeah.
That'd be so frustrating.
Have you got a tip for the Brownlow tonight, Alex?
Oh, it'll be Dustin Martin by a mile. Nice. He's going to poll record votes.
Yeah, wow.
Poll 38, 39 votes.
Because there's not that many on Richmond that are going to be pinching votes for it.
Exactly.
When you think about Dangerfield, Selwood would have pinched a fair few.
You see, I've got something else for this, all right? I was on the AFL Players web Facebook page, and they've got their predictor from I can't remember what website it was, but it polled Dustin Martin with 33, Dangerfield with 34.
Yeah. Right.
Because it just and this is stats going by the games and what the AFL website are predicted for best on ground. Right. So I reckon that Dustin Martin will be second, but you know, by default, still win it. Yeah.
That would be heartbreaking.
Do you think it'll be controversial if it is?
I think so. It's just such a such a soft.
But I think it's been going like this for ages. Like since he got reported, everyone said, you know, if he wins the Brownlow, like this will make talking points around Australia, you know. Because all these soft little niggles, you know, like the Cochin hit on Dylan Shear, was it?
Yeah.
Like,
which,
you know,
we were talking about it before. For me, I hope, I wish that he doesn't get suspended.
Well, the match review panel is in meeting now, as of 3 minutes ago.
If you listen to this MRP, please.
Yeah, so, you know, stay tuned for the sports desk, because we'll have all the updates.
And how Richmondy, to use the quote of the year, how Richmondy would it be to have Trent Cotchin suspended for the grand final?
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's just, yeah, it's just Richmond. It's like it's like when, I think it was Melbourne, blew a lead and lost, and it was AFL Fan TV, and one of the blokes just said, it's the most Melbourne game of the season. This would be the most Richmond thing of the season.
Yeah, it really would be.
Cool.
But we'll leave you guys with some stuff to talk about.
Of course.
Eat up into all the interesting stuff. Don't want to steal all this stuff. But good luck for today, boys.
Have a cracking show.
And Getsy will be back every day this week, Monday to Friday, and we'll be back next Monday for our last show of the season.
Last show. Great.
Where's the season going?
Don't know. A bit weird.
It's gone quick.
Very quick. But yeah, stick around. Sports Sex up next. Thanks for listening to us.